And good morning to everybody. Happy Monday morning to you. I am just delighted to be here with you. It's at least Monday morning, April 20th, where I am. But welcome to you wherever or whenever you happen across this video, or maybe it's sound recording on sermonaudio.com. It's great to be back here with you at the start of another week. Another week stretches before us, you know, and it abounds with opportunities. Isn't it wonderful? You know, just for your Monday morning, we'll have our devotional thought, but as another note, isn't it wonderful being a child of God? Knowing that if you have confessed your sins, that just like 1 John 1:9 says, that God is faithful and He is just and He will forgive your sins. I think it's amazing because, boy, if I'm honest, I do mess up. I don't want to. Really, I don't, but I fail. One of my friends posted one of my favorite Spurgeon quotes yesterday, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, called The Prince of Preachers. But anyway, he's got this great quote about who we really are as people. And he said, if a man, or woman for that matter, but if a man thinks ill of you, do not be angry with him, for you are worse than he thinks you to be. Right? I know this is true for myself. Yet with God, we have forgiveness. And there's so many benefits to being a child of God. How do I know? Well, I know because of the freedom that comes only from Jesus Christ that I enjoy. How else? Because the Bible tells me so. That's how. And that being said, that leads to our devotional thought for today. If you recall, last week we started on a mini-series on the importance of Bible study, on the benefit of knowing God's Word. Well, hopefully, at least, you saw the benefit in studying God's Word that we started with last week, so that you will not be like a workman ashamed of your work. After all, the more you study and use God's Word, the more familiar it will be. That's what we learned, hopefully, from 2 Timothy. And this is important because from there, the next day, we went to Psalm 119 that tells us that one of the ways to keep our way pure, to throw away the hindrances of this world, is to hide God's Word in our heart. Why? So that we might not sin against God. Again, this isn't about academic acquisition. It's about studying God's Word and storing it in your heart, prayerfully asking that God would make His Word real to you. And not just literature, among other things, but real, the Word of life. From there, we went to Romans 12 and saw that another value to studying God's Word is that God uses His Word to renew our minds, thus breaking the destructive pattern of this world and transforming us instead. God gave us armor to stand up to Him also. That's what we saw the next day on Friday. We saw that the Bible is our only weapon that we have in our fight against the evil of the world around us. God gave us armor not to run away, but to stand up to Satan. And there's only one weapon in our armor, which is the sword of the Spirit, and that is the Word of God. That's what Ephesians chapter 6 says. Now, these are all excellent reasons to study God's Word. But wait, there's more, okay? You know, the stuff I've been talking about, admittedly, is kind of dark, right? It's rough. The pattern of this world around us, the hopelessness that abounds, sins, destruction, what it does to us, being lost, wondering and wandering and so on, that's difficult stuff. And in the midst of all the difficulties of the world around us, and in the midst of all the temptations that we face, everything from selfishness to losing heart, let us never forget, and this leads to our devotional thought for today, let us never forget that a major benefit of studying God's Word is the encouragement that it has to offer. Encouragement that in the midst of all the craziness that's swirling, God is in charge. It's by no mistake that the very first Sunday we couldn't meet in person, I preached from Psalm 46, right? And that was by design because it's in Psalm 46 that we learn that God is our refuge and strength, that God is our very present help in trouble. Write down that passage, Psalm 46. Read it sometime today or tomorrow or whenever you happen to get discouraged, because it reminds us of who God really is, that God is in control, that nothing happens outside of His reach, beyond His vision, if we belong to Him. And if we do belong to Him, if you belong to Him, then ultimately, I know there's difficulties, I know there's struggles, but ultimately, in light of eternity, what could we possibly have to worry about? Really and truly, God is in control. Psalm 46 is just one example of that. All throughout the book of Psalms, we find encouragement after encouragement, like the 23rd Psalm. You may know that, but write it down to read later if you get discouraged. It's the 23rd Psalm that tells us that the Lord is our shepherd, and therefore we are not going to be in want. That means we're not going to be in need. God is going to provide. Why? It says that we can even walk through the valley of the shadow of death itself and still not fear. Why? Because according to that psalm, the Lord is guiding us. He prepares a table for us. He anoints our head with oil so that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And it keeps going and going. Or maybe it's Psalm 91 that you can go to for encouragement. Write down Psalm 91. Read it later. That's the psalm that tells us that the Lord is our dwelling place and that under His wings no harm can befall us. That's probably I don't know if it's my favorite Bible song, but it's one of my favorite Bible songs that we sing on Sundays. That's the psalm that talks of God healing our diseases also, and that we don't have any need to fear. Why is studying the Bible important? What benefit is there in studying God's Word? Well, it's the God's Word that the Holy Spirit uses to encourage us. But again, even in the midst of the craziness that we are facing right now, not just as a country, but as a global community, even in this, we do not need to fear, and we can always find encouragement in God's Word. And to that end, I want to look at just one passage today, very briefly. In fact, it's just one verse. And we're back in Psalm 119, right? We looked at verses 9 through 11 last week, but today I want to go all the way to verse 105. Yes, there's 105 and more verses in Psalm 119. It's a very long chapter, but talk about encouraging. All right, so we're in Psalm 119, verse 105. Definitely write down Psalm 119 because it has encouragement galore. And also it talks all about the value of knowing God's Word, of studying God's Word. But just like last week when the psalmist wrote that he had hidden God's Word in his heart that he might not sin against God, look at Psalm 119, 105. Let me turn there. All right, just a simple, short verse, but it speaks volumes to the importance of Bible study and also the encouragement that God's Word has to offer when it says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Do you get what the psalmist is saying here about God's Word? Do you get the implications of this? That in the midst of all the craziness, the twists and the turns of life, there is only one thing that can be our light in darkness, that can be our light through dark times. There's only one thing that can be our map in the midst of our wanderings. And what is it? It's God's Word. That's what it is. And why is this the case? Well, because of all the benefits that we have discussed thus far, but also because the psalmist rightly reflects on the nature of life. The truth is pointed out here, given the circumstances that we face and who we really are. We need something outside of ourselves, y'all. Contrary to the teachings of the Enlightenment and humanism, we are not the measure of all things. When it's just us, we got problems. But God hasn't left us alone. I love the metaphor, the analogy used by John Calvin when he talked about how life really works, right? He talked about walking a fine line. He said that this life is like walking a fine line between the labyrinth on one side, and the labyrinth is a fancy word for the maze, right? If you wander into that maze, you're never going to find your way out. You'll never escape it. And that's on one side. And on the other side is the abyss, right? It's the bottomless pit. And if you fall into it, you're never going to stop falling. But what keeps our paths straight? What functions as a light in darkness, as a map for us to follow, as our guide? Again, Psalm 119, 105. God's Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. It's God's word. And if that isn't encouragement, then I don't know what is, because, again, it points out the simple fact that God hasn't left it up to us. He hasn't just turned us loose and left us to our own devices to figure things out. He has revealed to us what is pleasing to Him, yes, but what is best for us. He has shown us what it means to follow Him, and He has shown us what it means to be whole, to be complete, not lacking in anything. God loves us that much. Look, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you have gone through or what you're going through right now. And I really don't know what all of us have the potential to go through, but I do know this. God's Word has guidance for whatever we face, whatever you face. Now, the question that I've been asking since we started this mini-series, I'm going to ask it again. Do you study God's Word? Is the Bible important to you? I sure hope so. If you're new to studying God's Word, and if you're facing struggles, if you genuinely want to know and you can't find it, pray and ask God to help you. Also, that's why God has given us other believers. Right? If you have my number, call me. If you don't have my number, send me a message through Facebook, and I'll send you my number, and we can talk, because God's Word has answers. I'm not saying I have all the answers. I may not know. And if I don't know, I'll say, I don't know, but give me some time, and I'll find out. But again, the answer is in God's Word. Are you studying it? Cling to it. Hold on to it. It is your only light in darkness. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for the gift that is Your Word, and we ask for forgiveness for the times that we have neglected it, when we have ignored how much we need You. So please, work in us. Spur us on towards faithfulness. For any that may be listening to this that do not have the Bible as a priority, that do not know You, please work in their hearts and draw them to Yourself. And for the rest of us, guide us by Your Holy Spirit so that we would do what is pleasing to You. Go with us now through the day, through the week that lies ahead. In the midst of all the craziness, help us to be beacons of light pointing to You. Protect us, watch over us, but most importantly, help us to glorify Your name. I pray it all in Christ's name. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Lord willing, I will be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Again, if you want to download this, you can find it on sermonaudio.com/Old Providence, and the video will continue to be available on here. Otherwise, I hope everybody has an excellent day, and Lord willing, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.